5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles, is speaking out after Kanye put out those horrible tweets about their youngest twins, the seven-year-olds. He called them, and I'm not even going to glaze over it, he called them the R-word. Like, it's... Just when you think it can't get worse with Kanye, he's like, you know what? Let me just sprinkle in a little bit more cancelability, because at this point, it's almost like he's done so many terrible things that he's just uncancelable, because this is just who he is. And it's almost like, not that people have accepted it, because nobody's accepting this behavior, but like, we're just tolerating it.
And I'm just like, why? Like, Sometimes asking the question why. I saw this on social media years ago, because I am a big fan of understanding the why behind stuff, and sometimes you will never get an answer to the question why. And I had read, like, trying to understand some people's behaviors, like trying to smell the number 9. Mm-hmm. It's just impossible. Yeah. Like, it can't be done. And I feel like he embodies that to the nth degree.
Impossible and oddly specific, because I don't think you can smell the number 8 either.
Yeah.
Or the number 7.
I don't know why. I distinctly remember it being the number 9 for whatever reason. But yeah, some people's behavior you will just never comprehend. And it's just so unnecessary and so just vitriolic and nasty.
And we know pretty much the why. I mean, he's not going to come out and say it's for relevancy, but I think at this point in his life, I think he sees that he can put out one tweet and get the same kind of quote unquote relevancy that he had with putting in a song that's going to top the charts. You know what I mean? If people are going to talk about you the same amount either way, maybe he's looking at it from like a low effort standpoint. Maybe he doesn't have any good music left in him, but it's really heartbreaking to see such a musical icon resort to basically just cheap shots for attention. So now Beyonce's mom is speaking out, because we know that Beyonce and Jay-Z are not going to. But
well,
I wish
Mama Bear. This is going to be Mama Bear, and this is also going to be Grandma Bear.
Uh-huh.
And you talk about my kids.
Mm-hmm. Don't mess with Baby Bear.
Nope, absolutely not. And I don't blame her. I do wonder. But she's always been Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles. She's always been vocal. I do wonder, because of their level of celebrity, if she runs this by Beyonce and Jay-Z before she says anything, or if she just doesn't.
If I know anything about grandmothers, or just the matriarch of the family, because she's put out a new book called Matriarch, I feel like, and it's not from a place of disrespect, but no, I feel like they have been through so much stuff. They have been slapped in the face by life so many times that they do not give an F.
Yeah.
Whereas Mama Bear might be thinking, okay, like, we've got to figure this out, because, you know, for the next 30 years, we might have to be dealing with this dude. Whereas Mama Bear, Tina Knowles, is like, no, I'm going to put out a sassy little clapback on my Instagram and we're going to call it a day.
She has 0 Fs left to give.
0. So she's on her tour bus because she's promoting her new book, Matriarch. And I wish I could play this clip, but she's on her tour bus, so it's kind of loud, so you can't really hear her very well. But she's in full glam, her hair is done, her makeup's done, and she's looking at the camera, and you can just tell she has that little gleam in her eye, that little sparkle of mischief. And she's telling her followers, she's like, I'm gonna tell you a corny joke. Stay with me here. So she tells the corny joke and she goes, what do you call a snowman that has a temper tantrum? And then she goes, he has a meltdown. And to the average viewer, you're seeing that and you're like, okay, well, this is a random corny joke. But when you know why she's telling that joke and basically trying to make a dig at Kanye, I'm assuming she's making the snowman joke for some illegal drug references. Maybe he is known for dabbling in the substances and tweeting stuff out. But everybody in the comments was eating it up, thanking her that she is saying something, because people are talking about whether or not Jay-Z and Beyonce are actually going to say something or maybe even go as far as sue him.
I don't even know if I would go that far. If I were them, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
If I was Beyonce,
if I was Jay-Z,
right? I would give it zero oxygen in order to suffocate it. It would be very hard to know somebody was saying such heinous things about my children, but knowing that level of celebrity, if you do say something, you're making it bigger, whether you want to or not. Like, does he deserve? And I get torn because I don't feel like people should get a pass for their bad behavior. Like, I am a big fan of the FAFO that's happening right now, the, you know, F around and find out. And I do believe he deserves to find out. But it's this weird, like, trying to balance, all right, if I say something, this is going to become a massive, super headline story just because of our level of celebrity. And, you know, but I want to defend my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he should get away with saying this kind of stuff because it's not right. So it's this weird, like, you're danged if you do, danged if you don't.
Exactly. And I think Jay-Z knows better than to give it any kind of air, because Kanye knows who to hit to get a reaction. And you can't get really any bigger than Beyonce and Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. So I doubt they're going to say anything, but a source is saying that they might even go as far as suing him. All right, Shonda Rhimes is speaking out about an on-set Grey's Anatomy moment that she says traumatized the entire cast. I'll tell you about that moment from like 15 years ago on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Abby, have you ever exacted revenge on an enemy?
Oh, you know what? I actually pride myself in not having enacted any kind of revenge on them, but I do have a file where I do keep certain information that if I ever were to enact it, I would have it ready.
Because our Burt Show listener, Catherine, she openly admits that she is stepping into psycho this weekend because she wants to exact revenge on her cheating ex-boyfriend. Her question for us is not whether or not she's going to do it, but if she may be going a little bit too far, because she wants to hit him where it hurts.
Okay.
Hey, Catherine, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so give us a little bit of history here. What happened between you and your ex?
Oh my gosh. Okay, it just happened. So this past week I found out he cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh. Okay, so it wasn't just like a harmless flirtation. I am talking full-blown betrayal. So, wait.
You gotta wait. Do you have a cat?
Yes.
Okay, we just heard the cat meow. The way Abby's a cat mom to two. The way her ears perked up when she heard that meow, we have to know, what's your cat's name?
Noodles.
Noodles was chiming in.
Yeah. Even Noodles is mad.
Noodles was like, yeah, that sucker, he sucks.
All right, so sorry to interrupt. Now, so how did you find out he was cheating on you?
Okay, because the idiot left his Apple Watch at my place.
Oh, classic.
And yeah, right. And it had been blowing up with all these notifications, and I took a look at it because I was kind of curious. And it was this girl that I knew she liked him. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, oh, it's just a friend. Oh, no. Turns out all those nasty texts, they have been sneaking around my back for months.
Ugh.
And the worst part is that he had the audacity to lie straight to my face when I confronted him. He's like, it's not what it looks like. I'm like, oh, really?
It never is.
Yeah, it looks like he played a fool. And needless to say, so we broke up. Okay. Yeah. But I'm not over the betrayal. I just feel so angry. So I want my revenge, and I want it to be brutal. I gave this man 3 years. See, Noodles agrees.
Noodles is like, yeah, we're getting him.
I love that.
Yeah, Mom.
Because we always, whenever we do Stepping into Psycho, 9 times out of 10, there's like a bestie that is going along for the ride. There's like an accomplice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I love that your accomplice is, your ride or die is Noodles, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like I was saying, I was with him for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I feel like he needs to pay. And I know that's bad, but whatevs. So he and I are still living together, but he's staying at his friend's house while he finds another place, right? So we're trying to figure things out. I mean, separating and everything.
Yeah.
So I still have access to all his stuff. And I know this is bad, but whatever. I'm gathering all of his prized possessions. He's got a signed jersey. He's got a gaming console. He's got expensive cologne. And I'm selling him for dirt cheap online. He owes me money anyway, so whatever.
You're just like going to throw him up on Facebook Marketplace for like stupid low prices, and you're selling all of it?
Totally. Absolutely. So I hope he enjoys seeing some other guy wearing his favorite sneakers.
See, I don't see this as revenge. You're a businesswoman. You're just looking out. You see a void that needs to be filled. Listen, people need some good sneakers. They need some good gaming consoles or whatever cologne he wears that's half used to prove that it's a good cologne. I think you saw a great business opportunity and you took it.
Yeah, I mean, the economy is turning around, but not yet. So I have a great excuse.
Noodles in the background is like rubbing her paws together like, yeah.
You remind me, yeah. Catherine, you remind me of Dr. Evil holding the cat.
Oh, that's right. It's $1 million. Yes. So this is not the end of it. I'm going to tell you the rest. All right. So I'm printing out all of his texts and screenshots and conversations with that woman. And I'm going to anonymously mail them to his mom. But here's why, okay?
Uh-huh.
The woman thinks, my ex's mom thinks he is perfect, a good guy. She's about to find out who he really is. Okay? He's a mama's boy through and through. And she puts him on a pedestal. I'm about to knock that pedestal over.
Oh, you're about to shatter poor Cheryl's heart.
So as if selling his prized possessions wasn't enough, you're sending the cheating receipts to his mother.
Uh-huh. How bad are these texts? Like, what are some of the contents?
Oh, what they wanted, what they've done, what they want to do, some nudies. I can't wait.
Not in front of Noodles, dear God.
Okay.
No.
I'm totally on board with the selling of the items. I 1,000% get it. I'm wondering if the involving mom may look, do we care if we look psycho?
No, I mean, we've already stepped into psycho. She's already put the items on Facebook Marketplace. Mm-hmm. We're there.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
And no.
Okay, wait. Now this might be a bit much. You're setting a bad example for your son or daughter, Noodles.
Well, there's this trip that we're supposed to take together. It is totally paid for. He paid for it. And I have the tickets. It's everything's under, because I booked it all under my name. So I'm going to take someone else, maybe some random stranger. I might take his worst enemy. but I'm definitely not taking him. So have I gone too far or not far enough?
Well, hold on. Okay. So hold on, Catherine. Let's do, we got Kayla on the line and she has some advice on the revenge. Hey, Kayla, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, love you guys. Listen every morning.
Love you too. What advice you have for Catherine?
Well, it's not really advice. If you want to get revenge, I did this to my ex when he cheated on me, and I still had all of his clothes and stuff at my house until he came to pick them up. I cut holes in all of his pockets and his jeans and cut all the buttons off and then gave them back to him. He was so mad. He couldn't wear any of his pants. Like, he would always be losing things. He said, he's like, I can't even put my keys in my pocket. I can't put my, he had to buy all new clothes. So, you know.
I mean, if he cheated on you, he was looking for more holes in his life. So you just served it on a silver platter.
I love when Dark Abby makes an appearance. Hey, Jessica, welcome to the show. What would you like to tell Catherine?
Well, I did that with my ex-husband. I found out that he was cheating on me with this loot. Mm-hmm. And he's into watches, like very expensive watches. So he came with one day with this very nice watch, and he's like, oh, I've been waiting for this for a long time, blah 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 blah. Come to find out, she gave that for his birthday, right? And he holds on to that for a little while. I found the little card, like a you know, happy birthday card thing that he hidden very, very badly. So I, you know, we broke up and whatever, and I kept that with me. And the watch itself was about $800-$900. And I sold it for $200, and I went myself and I got a day spa, and he's been looking for that forever.
So, I love women in business.
Spending money and doing something good for yourself.
All right. Well, Catherine, it looks like you have the revenge endorsement from Abby and myself. And from the looks of the phone lines, every other woman that's currently listening to the Burt Show that's ever been cheated on.
Now you just need a hot lover to take on that vacation that he paid for.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Or maybe take noodles.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Catherine, we would love to check in with you on Monday and see how the acts of revenge went, okay?
You got it. Thank you so much. I appreciate the endorsement.
You're welcome. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Burt Show, Q99.7. Abby, I got some tea.
What?
I got some tea. So I had a meeting with Chateau Alon and Helping Mamas this week, talking about our Pinot Period Party. For those that don't know, this will be our third annual Pinot Period Party. It's all to benefit Helping Mamas, which is the Baby Bank Supply of Georgia, but also they collect period products to help menstruators in need. So anybody who can't afford tampons, pads, panty liners, we collect them. We put these period kits together. It's just kind of blown up over the years. Won 2 Anthem Awards.
Oh, yeah, it did.
So I had a meeting with them this past week to discuss, get the details, make sure we have, you know, all our ducks in a row or whatnot. Which, by the way, May 4th, you free?
Yep, I'm writing it down.
May 4th is when we're going to be doing our Pinot Period Party. I'll have more details for you later. But, so I'm on this Zoom call with Chateau Alon. If you haven't been, it's this gorgeous winery in Braselton. So it's right there in the foothills of North Georgia. It's a stunning vista.
If you have enough wine, if you squint, you probably feel like you're in France.
Right.
It feels like a chateau.
But it absolutely does. I mean, they got multiple restaurants on property. They have a beautiful spa. There's a golf course. Like, it's a whole experience. Like, it's, my husband and I did a staycation there, had the best time. They've graciously donated the property for us to do our Pinot Period Party. Like, they're incredible to work with. And of course, I have Helping Mamas on there because that's who this is benefiting. We collected over 50,000 period products. So we're trying to brainstorm, how can we collect more this year? So we're having this meeting, and Chateau Alon spills a little tea for me.
Oh, they spilled a little Pinot, if you will.
Well, yeah. And it was piping hot Pinot as well. So, and I, when I say my jaw dropped, because I didn't expect our event to be scandalous,
mm-hmm.
but apparently some people reached out to Chateau Alon. They did not reach out to the Burt Show or Q99.7. They did not reach out to Helping Mamas, but not just persons reached out to Chateau Alon, and they were up in arms. They were livid. They were so disgusted that Chateau Alain would have an event called the Pinot Period Party. Oh, how crass.
Oh my goodness.
How could you lower your standards to have an event that was called the Pinot Period Party?
I'm clutching my pearls as you speak.
The people actually emailed.
What?
Called multiple times to complain about the name of our event.
Are you kidding? What are you supposed to call it?
Tampon
Gala of Braselton, Georgia.
Are these people that had stayed at Chateau Alain and maybe saw an advertisement or something
How did they know about it? They live in the vicinity. It's kind of like upper crust a little bit. Uh-huh. And they, when I say offended,
that's
like
insane.
They were so offended at the name of our event that we were calling. And that's like part of like, we're trying to like
destigmatize the word period.
Thank you. I mean, menstrual cycles, this is nothing to be embarrassed about. It is just everyday life for menstruators. There is a need that needs to be filled, that we need to put these period kits together. And they were so upset about the word period.
I am blaming this on misogyny, because if there was any kind of need that men had where they needed to have a fundraiser for their balls, they would have a balls ball or something. Whereas we have the Pinot Period Party, which we can rename to the Magical Menstruation Menagerie, if that's more politically correct.
Do they have a gym there on the property?
I'm sure they do. I don't know, but I'm sure they do. Because
I'm thinking if they have bikes, we could make a weekend of it. Maybe have a menstrual cycling class.
Oh my God.
On Saturday.
That's really good.
Have a whole theme the weekend at Chateau Alain.
Paint it red weekend at Chateau Alain.
Girl, when she told me that, I'm like, you're lying. She's like, no, seriously. Like, we got several complaints, and one woman in particular, like, would not stop calling and emailing. And of course, love Chateau Alain, because they are like, it's a beautiful property, and you do feel very like, you know, bougie. But they're like, no, this is a fantastic cause, and we want to be a part of it 1,000%. And I'm like, because so often I think people can just listen to that and be like, you know, you're right. Like, this is, we shouldn't do this. It's not classy enough. But yeah, no, Chateau Alain's doubling down. We're like, oh, we are doing it, and we're going to make it bigger and better and badder this year. So save the date, May 4th, Sunday, May 4th. We're doing it. I will have more details, but just go ahead and mark that on your calendar and start collecting your tampons and pads and panty liners so we can, you know, rally together to put our period kits together.
May the 4th of Mother Nature be with you that day.
Yes, we will. All right, so Abby, a UGA student's mugshot went viral.
Now, it's every college student's worst nightmare for your mugshot to go viral because, you know, you're just figuring life out. You're maybe doing stuff you shouldn't be doing. But Lily Stewart, who is a student at UGA, went viral for all the right reasons in a way. She got arrested for speeding, so Lord knows how fast she was going. But
to get arrested for that? It's one thing to get a ticket, but to get arrested?
It might have been like reckless driving. I think if you go over 20 miles over the speed limit, you get arrested. So anyway, she gets a mugshot taken and she is in full glam. She looks like a Southern Belle. She got the false eyelashes on. She got the full beat. Her hair is perfectly coiffed and she's smiling in this mugshot. And people were so taken aback at A, how happy she looked, but B, she looks beautiful in this mugshot that it's going viral. So TMZ.
Can we know what the jail's lighting is so we can try to replicate it?
It's not great, honestly. I will say, I think that's why people are so impressed. They're like, wow, she looks amazing in this dingy jail cell. Whereas like if the natural light isn't hitting my forehead at the right angle, I look like Quasimodo. And she got interviewed by TMZ talking about what it's been like having her mugshot go viral.
I'm just kind of here for it. I mean, not like I was just, I at first it went viral on Facebook and I was taking, not viral, but I was taking my legal test and my mom calls me and she's like, Lily, don't freak out, but your Facebook post for your criminal thing has 500 likes. I'm like, oh my gosh, mom, like, I don't care. And then from there, that was about a week ago. And then from there, it just kept getting more. I mean, I look at the comments and I think it's funny, you know, but I mean, to me, it's just funny. Cause I mean, I understand, like, it's surprising that I got arrested for speeding and my mugshot. It's just, I was smiling because I always smile for a photo, you know? There's going to be gross comments every.
So, yeah, she is basically just saying she doesn't care. And honestly, when you look that good and people are only having positive comments about it, then honestly, really, what else is there to say about
it? Okay, so is she in pageants, or are they just calling it like a pageant prison photo?
I think they're just calling it the pageant prison photo, because and it wouldn't surprise me if she was, but because she does have like that look. I mean, she is so done up that honestly, this could be a headshot for Miss Georgia or whatever, because she's just, I mean, for somebody who is experiencing a day they're never going to forget, she looked pretty dang happy about it.
And I love that her mom, oh, honey, you're going viral on the Facebook.
And she's like, this is great. All the kids at school are going to talk about it. The clout is going to be amazing.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives. Blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Maybe your brackets are looking good. Maybe your brackets are already looking a little sad. The first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament kicked off, and we're doing something a little different this year. We're doing Meow Madness, where Josh has to go up against Abby's cat.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, don't try to Shazam that song. No one knows what it is.
I hear it every single time. That is so obviously one shining moment. I don't see how you people aren't getting it. All right, so what we've decided to do this year is Meow Madness, man versus cat. And we introduced you to Josh and Jessica yesterday. So Josh loves to bet on the games. Josh, remind everybody, how many brackets did you fill out this year?
11.
11. Is one of those 11 the one you filled out to go up against Abby's cat, or would that be the 12th one?
That's the 11th. Lucky number 11.
Lucky number 11. So, yeah. So, Jessica had hit us up because we were asking, like, all right, who has a husband who thinks his bracketology is next level, that he is going to crush the NCAA tournament? And we wanted you to put him on the spot so he could go up against Abby's cat. And if you're like, how does a cat choose which team is going to win? Abby, what did you and Betty do the other day?
You throw two pieces of paper at your cat and you wait for them to bite one. That's essentially what we did.
So, Josh and Jessica, before we tell you, or before we get into the results of the first day of games, we have secured, because you guys both came to the table with something you wanted, right? Jessica, you said if Abby's cat can win, you're going to get to have a golf weekend with your girls to yourself. Josh is going to have to watch the kids, right?
Right.
All right. And Josh, if you beat Abby's cat, you get that golf weekend with your guys, a no guilt trip, and probably we'll be making lots of bets over the weekend as well. Correct?
The guys have already packed their bags.
Josh is feeling very confident. All right, so we reached out to our friends at Chateau Alon. I don't know if you know about Chateau Alon. It's in Braselton in North Georgia. It's this beautiful winery. It's got a beautiful hotel and spa and a golf course. So
that sounds lovely.
The winner of Man versus Cat, Meow Madness. Either it'll be you, Jessica, or you, Josh. But you're going to get a golf weekend for four at Chateau Alon. And what is included is two king rooms for two nights, $200 food and beverage credit per room per day.
Oh, goodness.
And that could be used at any of Chateau Alain's premium dining outlets. And like I said, there's five different places. And two rounds of golf for four.
That oh, man. Awesome. Come on, Betty.
Need this cat to pull through. So that's going to be your epic golf weekend that is up for grabs. So either Jessica is going to get this or Josh is going to get this because they both love to golf. So now we need to check in and see how Abby's cat fared and see how Josh fared on the first day. So how are we looking with our brackets? Ladies first, Abby, how did Betty do?
I'm going to be honest with you. Things are looking grim.
Are they already?
Turns out cats don't know a lot about basketball, Kristen.
Yeah.
Their reading comprehension isn't up because the team that Betty chose to win the whole thing got knocked out of the first round.
No.
Yep. Turns out.
Who was that?
Betty and I have really been enjoying 1923. And Betty has become. Betty thinks that Montana is the equivalent of going to like Vegas or something.
So she took Montana.
So she picked Montana, the 14th seed.
Who did they lose to yesterday?
Wisconsin.
They didn't just lose. They lost 85-66.
Yeah. Betty just really loves Spencer Dutton.
All right. How are you looking, Josh?
I'm 14 for 16 so far.
14 for 16.
That's,
oh,
that's so great, Josh. I love that for you.
And you're what for what, Abby?
Bad for bad. I didn't add it all up, but I have a good amount of losses, I will say.
All right, and who we have playing today, Tommy?
All right, there were 16 games yesterday, 16 today. Today, Baylor takes on MS State. Or what's MS? Mississippi.
Mississippi State.
All right. Robert.
Hold on. So Baylor takes on Mississippi State?
Uh-huh.
All right, so who do you have, Abby?
I have Mississippi State winning that one.
Josh?
I have Mississippi State as well.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Mississippi State is the 8. Baylor is the 9 seed in that matchup. So good pick there. Robert Morris in Alabama.
Alabama. Wait, let me pull it up.
Josh, who you got?
Roll Tide.
There you go.
Unfortunately, I do have to say Roll Tide because I have Alabama in that pick.
Okay. I know as a Florida fan, that hurt your heart a little bit.
That's a sensible pick. That's a 2 against a 15. Lipscomb against Iowa State.
Iowa State.
Betty loves the word Lipscomb, apparently, because she chose Lipscomb, the 14th seed, to win against the 3rd seed, Iowa State.
Okay.
That ain't happening.
You never know.
Colorado State against Memphis.
Josh?
I believe Colorado State.
I believe wow. I have Memphis.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bold pick, Josh. Colorado State's a 12. Memphis is a 5.
I got Drake. I had Drake yesterday at 11.
All right. Mount St. Mary's taking on number 1 Duke.
Oh, who you got over Duke and St. Mary?
I do have Duke. Thank God Betty had some common sense in this pick.
I had Duke as well.
Vanderbilt in St. Mary's, California?
I have Vanderbilt.
I have Vandy as well.
You guys are pretty much on board with the same picks. Like yesterday, but you just had one that you know looking in the future is really going to screw you.
I just messed up big time. I messed up the most important pick.
You didn't. Betty did.
Betty did.
All right. So, Josh, Jessica, we will check back in on Monday and see how. And we'll try to have the points aligned because I know like how it's pointed out. So we'll try to see, figure out points wise how everybody's doing with their picks and where everybody sits. So, unfortunately, Jessica, Montana is out. So it's not looking good. But you never know. Yeah. Never say never.
Today's a new day.
You can always pull for the Cinderella story, right?
Right. Exactly.
The Burt Show.
All right, are we not doing Entertainment Buzz here?
We might be pushing it.
We can.
Yeah. You want to push it or do you just want
to? No, we need to do Entertainment Buzz here.
Yeah.
Tommy just got a little frisky
with
the bed.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Shonda Rhimes is speaking out about an on-set Grey's Anatomy moment that she says traumatized the entire cast. And this is lore from like 2006. So Shonda Rhimes recently went on the record to talk about a moment that happened between Isaiah Washington, who played Dr. Preston Burke on Grey's Anatomy, and an altercation he had with Patrick Dempsey, also known as McDreamy. And I guess during this altercation, things got really intense, and Isaiah Washington ended up using a homophobic slur towards T.R. Knight, who plays George.
I remember when all this went down.
It was a big scandal. And so after everything happened, Shonda said that she really felt like the entire fallout was going to totally kill the show. They ended up ending the contract for Isaiah Washington. Isaiah Washington, he was no longer with the show. And she said, I think the thorn was having the bubble of joy burst so early on Grays with the Washington incident and not having anybody interested in helping us deal with it, because that really shaped a lot of how we looked at the world going forward. So, I mean, that onset chemistry, like once you mess it up, it's going to change the entire direction of where that show's going to go. But thankfully, they've been doing pretty good since then, since they're on like season 45.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that show's been around forever.
Colleen Hoover is getting some headlines because people thought she was stoned on her Instagram story. She had this very bizarre Instagram story that she posted where she was talking about this hack that she does with her Diet Coke or her Diet Pepsi or whatever, where she puts her soda into an ice cube tray. But instead of just showing us this hack, she was like talking really slow and slurring her words. And people were like, this woman is stoned out of her mind.
Yeah, it's a very odd video. And also, that's nothing new. I know it can be new to you, but people have been doing that forever.
She was like, this is how I like to drink my Coke. And then she starts going.
No, Pepsi. She's a Pepsi drinker.
Oh, she's a Pepsi drinker. I forgot. Yeah, that's a sinister choice. If you're choosing to drink Pepsi, that's how we should have known Colleen Hoover was a red flag. She's not drinking Diet Coke or regular Coke. She's going for Pepsi.
Yeah, just to let you know, we are in Atlanta, the home of Coca-Cola. So obviously we have some loyalties here. When it comes to Coke in DC.
I was about to say, well, I'm like, did we just lose all of our Pepsi sponsors?
No, I don't.
They're pulling it from the Bird Show. So anyway, then she starts going into this rant about how she's going to be broke by the end of the day because she had to put all of her merchandise on sale.
Saw that my boss, Stephanie, put all of my merch on sale for $10 an item. That's like 5 times cheaper than what I paid for each item, which means by the end of the day today, I'm going to be broke as shit.
Now, I'm not good at math, but that means she's saying she spent $50 on each item of merch, which as somebody who has put out merch before, doesn't seem right. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what planet she was on. I don't know how many of those Pepsis or maybe those Cokes that she took.
Maybe there was something, a little Jack and Coke going on.
Maybe a little Jack and Coke happening, but she...
They were just odd.
It was uncomfortable. I'm going to be honest with you. I was like, honestly, I felt like somebody needed to do a welfare check on her. Obviously she's going through a lot with all the lawsuits going back and forth, and she's been tied into it because she took Blake Lively's side and then she deleted all of those photos with Blake Lively. So now maybe it looks like she's taking nobody's side.
Yeah, she was just kind of like goofed out is what it seemed like, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like whenever you do a video like that, you need to put it in your archive and let it sit for a second and then revisit it when you're not so goofed out to see. But again, if you're goofed out, then you're not going to know to do that. And you're just going to put stuff out there that you probably otherwise wouldn't. So I don't know.
Everything seems like a good idea when you're a little inebriated. I can speak to this because I did that this weekend when I was like, hey, tell me how I look. And people were like, you're ugly on my Instagram story. For more stories, head to the Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Bird Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Race to savings for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support you need with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on more great deals happening now.
Save big money